And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Well, let's get into the fun part of the show, and that's when we bring on the good kids, kids that have done really something special. And I say this every week, I love this part of my show, because this is where we hear about the good kids. And if you have somebody you want to nominate, just give me a call at 912-507-9158. Once again, 912-507-9158. You can email me at DeMasi, DeMasi, at hotmail.com. You can go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on Facebook and message me there. You can go to Twitter at KD Sports. And let's get the good kids on. And what's so special, I'm telling you right now, girls basketball is unbelievable this year. We've had three or four or five girls join the 1,000-point club, and they're only juniors. And we had, of course, the girl from Johnson, EJ Odimwe, senior, signing with Oklahoma. One of the top basketball programs in women's basketball in the United States. Just something special. So let's get to my guest, the skinny on this young lady. She joined the 1,000-point club on January 6th. She also has over 1,000 rebounds in the career. She's averaging 17.5 games. This is what I got off the internet, 17.5 points a game. She's averaged 14.6 rebounds per game. She has 18 double-doubles. That's pretty unheard of in 20 games for her team, the South Effingham Lady Mustangs. She's also got two triple-doubles, so, you know, that's special too. But on January 6th against Glenn Academy, Shea Leverett broke the 1,000-point high school career club. Oh, sorry, let me. Lady Mustang Shea Leverett broke 1,000-point high school career points. I'm getting his tongue twisted here. But she scored 1,000 points on January 6th against Glenn Academy. She scored 23 points, bringing her total that night to 1,015. She's averaging over, like I said, an unbelievable double-double, 14 rebounds a game. And it's something special when a kid can do that, and whether it's a boy or girl, and they deserve to be recognized. And joining me now in the ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM studio, brand new studio in Savannah Mall, South FEM Lady Mustang, Shea Leverett. Good morning, Shea.
Good morning.
See, you know, even the experienced people get nervous. So just, you know, hang out and have fun. You know, you make a mistake, nobody can see us. Well, unless they're listening to us when they walk across here. But brand new stadium, a brand new studio out here in the Savannah Mall. But once again, Lady Mustang basketball, you guys had a great run last year. You lost your cohort, Tiana Germain. She graduated, so now it was all left on your shoulders. You get a new coach on top of it. So, I mean, just a lot of things going on for your junior year. But, you know, 18 points a game, 14 rebounds a game. I mean, when did you pick up the basketball? When did you start playing basketball?
I actually started in middle school my sixth grade year. My mom thought it'd be a good idea, since I was growing so fast, to just try it out and test the water to see how I would do.
And, you know, she's 6 foot two, too, so it's not like she's taller than me. Yeah, I'm 6 foot, but she's a force on the basketball court, so you started in middle school. I mean, you know, mom got you into basketball. What do you like about the sport so much? I mean, because, you know, basketball sometimes can be physical, and you know, it could be a little, you know, nerve wracking. And, you know, up at South Effingham with that rich tradition now of winning. I mean, what do you like so much about the sport of basketball?
I like the camaraderie and the teamwork that goes into it. You have 14 other sisters with you on the court, and it just makes you feel good knowing that you have somebody behind you all the time.
You love the support.
Yes,
you love the support. You love playing with your friends and your classmates, your teammates, which is great. I mean, so that drives you to be better. Now, as a well-known basketball player in this area now, and I'm telling you right now, like I said, I can't stop talking about that. When you average a double-double, 18 out of 20 games, you're pretty good. You got some skills, okay, as we say in the basketball world. I mean, but which one is better? Is it scoring? Is it rebounding? Is it blocking shots? What is Shea Leverett's best basketball skill in your mind?
In my mind, it would be rebounding and defense, because there have been tough moments in games where we need a defensive stop, and I've been there to help out a little bit. So I think defense and rebounds would be definitely my strong points.
I mean, you're talking to a guy that's coached basketball now for over 32 years. I don't stress offense. I stress defense and rebounding, and you would be a pleasure to coach. And a lot of kids, though, that's all they worry about is scoring. But there's more to the game than just scoring, and the key is defense and rebound. That's great. So, you're 6'2". You started playing in middle school. Is there a routine that you use to make you better? I'm talking to Shea Leverett, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, right here on the ESPN Radio Savannah, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. What routine do you use to make yourself better?
Just working hard and not just going through the motions when I'm shooting inside the paint, working on free throws and driving to the hole, make everything like a game-like situation to get better.
All right, throw the season out now. What do you do when you're not in season to get better?
When I'm not in season, I'm usually with my brothers, playing against boys, running, lifting weights.
You do any traveling basketball?
Yes, sir.
You have any teams that are interested in you, maybe?
I have teams in Atlanta and Jacksonville interested.
So they try to get you to come up there, down there, and play there. So, yeah, I mean, that's AAU basketball. They're trying to get the best on their team. So that's something that you got to do if you want to get noticed. And I'm a high school basketball coach telling you, high school season makes a big difference. And I'll tell you right this now, and I know Missy Roddenberry, her coach, is listening to me, but this is how I feel. AAU coaches are essential to get them noticed, but it's the high school coach that keeps them academically qualified. And the first thing a college coach is going to ask these young athletes is, how are your grades? And they're going to ask the coach that. But you know, everybody says, well, the AAU coach gets, you know, they get them there. No, it's the high school coach that monitors grades. And I'll talk to any AAU coach about that. And I guess that's just a little pet peeve of mine. I'm going off tangent here. So, but anyway, let's get back to Shea Leverett. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm in studio live with South Effingham Junior basketball player Shea Leverett, who just passed the 1,000 point mark and has over 1,000 rebounds in a career. So, you know, you're into basketball. You like playing, traveling. Are there any other sports that you have time to play?
I play volleyball too.
And how are you at volleyball?
I consider myself good.
Well, 6'2", you're probably a volleyball coach's dream when it comes to high school volleyball, because most college volleyball players are 5'10 or taller. You know, but when we watch volleyball down here, they're usually 5'6", 5'7". What do you like about volleyball?
Just like basketball, I like working together as a team. You have six players on the court. You have to work together in order to win. There's no other way around it.
So spiking the ball, as old school guys say, or killing, as they say now, is probably pretty just like getting rebounds and playing block on a shot.
Yes.
Right? So once again, she's a basketball, volleyball player. How do you spend your free time from school and basketball besides volleyball? Do you do anything outside of sports in your free time? Do you have time to do it?
Yes. Either sleeping because I'm dead tired, or I'm going out with family and friends to catch back up with them, and either cooking or drawing to calm my mind.
Drawing, so you have another talent.
Yes, sir.
You're pretty good at it, I guess, right?
Yes.
So, all right, let's talk about your sisters, your teammates. Who do you feel is having a great year? Having a great season along with you? I mean, you lost Tiana Germain. She was the female basketball player of the year last year in the Savannah area. Talk about your teammates this year.
I feel like Faith, coming as a freshman, with Tiana leaving, she had really big shoes to fill, and I feel like she's done a great job coming in, bringing the ball down for us. And it's really hard for a freshman to transition from middle school to high school ball because it's such a fast pace, and she's done a great job doing that.
Okay, well, you know, giving a lot of shout-out to a freshman girl coming up is pretty good. So, but, you know, you would have freshman once, and Tiana was that senior once. So, you know, freshmen and seniors have to get along. What's so special about this year's team? You guys went to the Final Four last year, right?
Yes.
What's so special about this year's team, and can you get back to the Final Four?
I feel we can, because after losing one of our teammates, Carly Craven, I feel like we have such a strong determination and perseverance to win. We won't accept losing anymore.
All right. Well, you know, you've been there now. You had Coach Womack for 2 years. Now you got Coach Roddenberry. Tell us something about Coach Roddenberry, what she brings. First year head coach, very good assistant, because she was my assistant. But tell us about Coach Roddenberry and what she brings to the FEM County. Sorry, Missy. FEM County, we go back. The South FEM Lady Mustang basketball program.
She brings in a great coaching style. She forms a bond with each player, so you can come to her on and off the court whenever you need to. She's always funny, makes us laugh whenever we need it, and she's there to calm us down when we're so nervous, like playing against great competition. She's there to pull us together.
And you got a tough region you play with, Brunswick and Effingham County High School, so that's a tough region to play. So tell us about South Effingham. What do you like about South Effingham High School? You've been there now 3 years. What's so special about South Effingham High School?
It's a great place to be. It's flown by, being with the students. The students support us. They come to the games, our student section. You'll hear them cheering for us. So even the teachers come out to see our games.
Okay, well, now you're only a junior. You still got another year to go. Anywhere you want to go to college? Anything you want to study?
I'm not undecided yet about where I'm going to go to college, but I do know I want to go into the nursing program.
That's a good program. And, you know, with your talent, any colleges looking at you? Have you got any contact?
Yes, sir. FSU, South Florida, Auburn, Kennesaw, or just some of the schools I've contacted.
Florida State?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Florida State, what was the other one?
South Florida.
South
Auburn.
Florida.
Auburn.
Auburn? Not too bad. ACC, SEC, and what's the other one? Well, it used to be the Big East. I don't know what they call it now. Where South Florida, I don't know what they're playing in now. See, I can't remember either. They used to be in the Big East, but, with the Big East folding. Maybe they're still in the Big East. So, but anyway, well, I phenomenal season so far, phenomenal career. Only a junior. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week is Shay Leverett from South Effingham High School, Lady Mustang. She joined the 1,000-point club. She has over 1,000 rebounds. She's averaged, not average, but she has had 18 double-doubles in 20 games. And I went on the site, and I broke it down, and Missy could tell you, that site is great. But I just got help from my man, PJ Zucco, my producer down in Brunswick, who does a great job. ACs, it's the American Athletic Conference. That's who South Florida is. But basically, it's old Big East schools, so pretty special. Well, Dr. Bart Weatherington sponsors this, and he always wants me to give out a plaque. So that's why, Shay, you are this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for January 31st. Shay Leverett from South Effingham High School, and it's from the girls' basketball program. Keep up the great work. And when you sign, both of you got to come in, and we got to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, so just hang out here. Let me finish this segment. We'll close it out. Got to give it Dr. Bart Weatherington some credit here. Remember, if your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. That's if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations, okay, in Savannah. It's at 329 Eisenhower Drive, right there between Waters and Habersham. You'll see the big sign out front, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, next to the State Farm sign. Or you can find Dr. Bart Weatherington in Pula now at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So the man is located in two spots, does a great job. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic and get for all your chiropractic needs and get yourself back to where you want to go. Well, next up, we'll talk a little Super Bowl with Danny Britt. He's out there at Super Bowl 49 watching DeMarcus Dobbs. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optimum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG.